often two, three, many people can all experience the same challenge in life. But because of maybe our family system, the messaging we received, the formative years that we had, what we make that situation mean about us, about other people, about the world, can be very varied and different. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast. It's so good to have you here with me. Today, we are exploring the journey of cultivating safety within the body. Now, this is often, if not all of the time, the core root or essence of the work that I am facilitating with women in my space and in all of the different offerings that I create. When we kind of weave our way back into the essence of the why or the desire for the journey that we're taking, whether it be on retreat or in mentorship, there often lives this desire to recultivate safety within the body. This is a multifaceted experience, as I am sure you can even just hearing this begin to sense into. Most often because we have at some place, at some moment within our timeline of life, had an experience or many experiences that have left us feeling unsafe within our physical body, within our emotional expression, within ourself, within our authenticity, our voice, how we show up in the world. We all have our own unique experience of this, but often through the challenges or traumas of life, we find ourselves in spaces of feeling unsafe, unsafe with self, the world, with others, in relationship, and many other ways in which it can manifest. When we are holding this feeling of unsafety within our body, we are operating from a primal place in our brain and our nervous system. And this primal place drives us to have instincts that are of a unconscious nature. Often we're not consciously sat in our day-to-day life having such thoughts. But unconsciously, we are being driven to become aware of the environment in which we're in and constantly be searching for the threat or the danger that is personal to our own narrative and story of life. This happens when our body and nervous system has become overwhelmed and influxed with patterns of dysregulation, stress, emotional overwhelm, and we've been living in a state of survival for a period of time, whether that be we are in an acute state or whether we have been in that state for many months, or years, or even decades. We begin to switch our way in which we experience the world and all of the interactions we have. And we begin to seek out evidence of danger, particularly in our life experiences, relationships, and interactions with others. We do this from a place of wanting to protect. When we've been in a state of survival for a long period of time, or we are in that acute stage of it, the threat signals and the kind of radar or the alarm system is going off in the nervous system. And we kind of get stuck in this loop of where's the threat? Where's the danger? Where's the experience that's going to remind me of the pain and trauma that I've just had? Where is the, you know, the pattern, the relational exchange that leads me back into my grief, my heartbreak, my disappointment? So we're kind of in a state of high alert, only looking out for whether we see it as, you know, the shadow, the constrictions, the contractions, or this feeling of threat upon us. This looping pattern most often, if not always, persists in a nervous system that is dysregulated, maybe disembodied, shut down, in a state of functional freeze, or stuck in that high energy of fight or flight. Being stuck in this place really takes a toll on our body and our nervous system. Eventually, our body begins to prioritize the feeling of survival or the need of surviving over some basic physiological processes such as energy production, our digestion, our hormones, our sex hormones, and our fertility, our ability to ovulate and to menstruate. Because we are receiving a constant message from our nervous system that is stuck in this space of survival, of danger. And it's wanting us to survive at absolutely any cost. And that is where we see the slowing down of some processes within the system and the body that are not deemed as vital to survive. It can look different for us all because, yes, we all have our own unique traumas, life experiences, things that trigger us still, and also how we traversed them and what we made them mean about us. And that is often the differentiating piece. Often two, three, many people can all experience the same challenge in life. But because of maybe our family system, the messaging we received, the formative years that we had, what we make that situation mean about us, about other people, about the world can be very varied and different. And that's where the uniqueness in how we kind of almost digest and metabolize our life experiences lives within us all. Upon my own journey, this historically looked like, for me, being stuck in a state of freeze, very functional freeze in my body for a long period of time. I would have been very much in a state of shutdown, particularly in times of stress. I would withdraw energetically or emotionally from situations, but also always stay there physically, never in a state where I was actually truly threatened or in danger. But whenever I would experience conflict or rupture in relationships, my whole system would kind of slow down and freeze and shut down. And that was a coping mechanism and strategy that my nervous system adopted. This left me in a space of really being unable to express myself. My voice was very kind of dimmed or withdrawn or shut down. I carried a lot of tension in my throat. I always felt like I had a ball of energy or some kind of like, you know, a ball of tension stuck in my throat. And I was really unable to express myself or bring myself forward because over the many, many years of my life, I'd kind of easily gone into this state of functional freeze or shutdown where I was operating quite well on the outside, you know, getting the things done, getting up every day, doing the tasks. But internally in more of a state of, you know, inner hibernation. Whatever the experience is in our nervous system and our bodies, which is, like I said, so unique to us all, it becomes a normal place for us to be. It's often where familiarity lives and often a systemic patterning of our upbringing or our family system can really be echoed here. I definitely come from a family of a lot of functional freeze and fawn and shutdown. There are only a few characters within my family system that are more of the vocal kind of fight pattern in the nervous system. And when I work with a lot of my clients, we often explore this and we see that some people come from a family system of shouters, and that's the way that they get the message or try to get the message across. However, they are a system that is often stuck in a state of fight. Sometimes we see a family system of flight, where everyone will leave, abort, abandon, deny, and then maybe come back together at a certain time. Or we can see that manifest in a system that does not return back into relationship. We do this as we are often finding, unconsciously, ourselves seeking out the same experiences that kind of mimic or repeat that familiar chaos and dysregulation that we felt in our formative years. These are all very much learnt behaviors, learnt patterns that are encoded within our body, our nervous system, and our cells. This patterns into us how we digest and assimilate and metabolize, not just on a nutritional and physical food level, but also on an energetic and emotional level too. And that is the space that I find really interesting to explore with my clients. The kind of like the system that's stuck in fight feels like it needs to fight its way through life and muscle through. And that will show very interesting patterns on the HTMA or the body's physiological processes. We then see other patterns such as fawn or people pleasing, or a shutdown where there'd be very low ratios or very low minerals and electrolytes on that particular chart as a sign that the system has gone into a real state of, well, if I just hide, no one will be able to see me and everything will be okay. And it's really quite interesting to see how we metabolize emotions and energy and life and relationships is also how we metabolize food, nutrition, minerals, and ultimately energy to then create more energy. So the journey into the body, which I am always speaking to my clients about, the work that we do is very much of that. A journey into the body is a journey of cultivating safety, a sense of steady ground and okayness within the body. And this is a journey of really diving into the multifaceted experience of that, and the multifaceted ways in which we can do that. And there's never a one size fits all within this space. We all traverse this healing path in different ways. And that is where I really enjoy having a toolbox of lots of different practices and modalities to serve each of my clients in the most unique way that we can. Often that can look like somatic awareness, meditation, nervous system regulation, embodied movement, talking, timeline therapy, matrix re-imprinting, some tapping to support the body out of a stress state, and also the process of remineralization. All of these and whichever fit to the unique individual that I'm sat with, and of course on my own journey too, begin to signal to the body that safety can live within her, and that we are remapping those pathways of not feeling safe or secure or grounded, and kind of just allowing that felt sense to be anchored back into the body. It is a journey of remapping on a cellular level many of the ingrained messages that we have adopted and carried through our lives, so that we are better able to surf those waves of trigger or activation and to be flexible enough to move from dysregulation to regulation, from regulation to dysregulation over and over again, because that is what life asks and demands from us because of the fullness of life at these times. And underneath that process, that journey of dancing between regulation and dysregulation, is a solid foundation of resource in the body. And this is what I really love to emphasize when I'm talking to you guys or my clients, or just in all different kinds of conversations. because we can kind of get stuck in the idea of regulation and dysregulation and one of them being bad and one of them being good. And that in itself can be born from a wound and also can be a very stressful experience to have in our bodies. But resource really allows us to feel like we have capacity should we be triggered, activated, experience something that feels uncomfortable. And it's through the resource that we have in the body that we're able to move through that kind of initial nervous system activation, however that may be, and find our way back into awareness more easily and more gracefully. It allows us to be able to experience the physiological processes and responses that happen in our nervous system when we are in a perceived state of threat or danger. Cultivating that awareness really begins to allow us to recognize when we go into our habitual patternings, whether that be victim, martyr, defensiveness, attack, hiding, withdrawal, run away, fight, anger. The more we have resource in our body and the more we have a somatic understanding and awareness of ourselves, the greater capacity we have to notice when we may enter some of those states, and then, of course, how we may be able to walk the pathway of returning back. That is a journey of stepping out of historic patterns. So, one of the greatest questions we can often ask ourselves when we are in a moment of contraction or activation is, what does this remind me of? How old was I the first time I felt this? What is the just like when? Because healing is a journey of integration of the wounds, the traumas, and the upsets that we have felt in our previous years, in our formative years. Often, the beauty of the universe, if we will, offers us, guides us these opportunities to re-meet these aspects of ourselves, whether it be in relationship, in family dynamics, in work. We can have these mirrored experiences where we feel like the just like when. This is just like when my mum XYZ, when my dad did da da da. But often there's a differentiating piece there that we can be blind from when we are in that activated nervous system state. Committing to the journey of stepping out of the historic patterns allows us to be able to broaden our sight and our awareness, often into a space of curiosity. Now, curiosity absolutely lives in a resourced body. It's very hard to be curious when we are in such threat or danger, you know, and we feel like we need to protect our life. As we do step out of these historic patterns, we begin to walk along a journey which allows us to understand the looping narratives from our childhood, the fears and experiences that we had, and hold gently that tender part of ourselves as we integrate her back in to ourselves. And it's through the reintegration of that in a more held and healthy way that we can move forward in our lives without being held hostage by these old experiences that live as echoes in our body and our nervous system and our thoughts and our mind. This is how we can see that this journey of cultivating safety in the body is a multifaceted one. It's a journey that allows us to move through the states of dysregulation, depletion, and reclaim some energy and vitality for ourselves and our lives and all that we wish to do with our time here on Earth. And it is through this process of somatic awareness, embodiment, cellular nourishment, and remineralization that we're able to signal to our body on a nervous system that safety can exist here. And it does exist here. If you are or have been walking along a pathway where you have felt deep feelings of unsafety within your body and your nervous system, I want to just share that I see you and I feel you. I myself have experienced this for many years at a time within my life and my own journey. And I'm here to share that it's an essential part of our journey and our healing, and that's why it happens, but it doesn't have to always be that way. This is where supporting women in this multifaceted way really lights me up and gives me this faith to really allow women to see that it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to live in your body with these activations and these old echoes, you know, these patterns of history running the show. If you have been resonating with everything that I've been sharing in this episode, and you're feeling the call to cultivate some safety back into your body and nervous system, and you're not quite sure the how or the why, but some place within you feels a yes to explore this, then I would love to support you and guide you to see whether my individual mentorships is something that speaks to you at this point in time on your journey. I offer the mentorship in both a 3 and a 6 month package. They both come with somatic awareness, embodiment, energy healing, coaching, talking, and the HTMA and remineralization, plus so much more. Decoding beliefs, re-scripting, repatterning, matrix imprinting, timeline therapy and healing, so that we can meet you from all different angles and truly cultivate resource and safety within your body. I have some limited spaces for one-to-one mentorship at the moment because my books have been beautifully full so far this year. So yeah, all the details of that will be in the show notes of this episode. I'll also pop in there a connection call. So should you feel the urge but have any more questions, or you'd like to connect before stepping into the mentorship, then that is there for you to book a connection call for us to chat. And yeah, just sending you so much love, just recognizing that this episode may have touched something within you. If you're realizing or recognizing something about yourself, your body, your nervous system, your own life journey, just allow yourself some moments in time to take a deep breath, ground your feet on the earth outside if that's available, and just be with the sensations that rise. They are divine messengers on this ever-evolving journey of healing and integration back into our wholeness. Have a beautiful day, my love. And if this has spoken to you, I love always to hear from you. You can connect with me on Instagram. I'll pop the link for that in the show notes too. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love, I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.